Action Park Media.
Yeah, you know, so every time we turn the lights on and we hit record on the cameras, we expect 110% effort from the guys, and we didn't get that last episode, and that falls on me, falls on the producer to get the guys going, and we fell short of that yesterday. I thought Sean was good. In with low energy. You know, we look to Sean as our guy. He's a gamer. We expect him to go out there and bust his tail every shift that he gets. And I thought he didn't have as much juice as he usually has. But you know, when our number one guy is short, you got to look on the other guys to kind of step up their game. And that didn't happen yesterday.
Wow, the backdoor sewer.
Wow.
Thought Connelly was okay. I think the holiday weekend took a little bit of a toll on him.
Fair again.
Voice was a little raspy.
Couple raspier. Darts. Couple darts.
Yeah, I didn't know we had had so many Latvian fans, but again, that falls on me.
Accountability.
Mm-hmm. You know, the wins are theirs, the losses are mine. I expect us to come out today with a lot more jump, a lot more energy, and that's really all we can ask. I did.
Oh my God, he sold.
Yeah,
that.
You know the still comment going, section is robust. They're gonna say what they want to say. I know the guys that we have in this dressing room. I think we're gonna come out tonight and we're gonna have a good performance.
Mm-hmm. I'm fired up.
I am too.
Avery is a unique character. You never really know what you're gonna get out of him. Mm-hmm. he's our number one, like I said earlier, and he's got to come out and perform.
Oh,
it's leadership right there, bro, and accountability.
Water. Yep, I had to get a quickie water in me.
No, you know we don't look at what other podcasts do.
He might be an actor.
I know
we're our own group in this dressing room, and
this is how you should actually audition people.
We establish our own brand of podcasts. That's essentially
can do. Mm-hmm. He sees people.
It was a little bit short.
Wow.
Like again, we don't make excuses, but holiday weekend. And we didn't give our best effort. Didn't give our best performance.
Wasn't the best clip package.
No.
Is he going to address the clip package? Ask the question.
Hang on.
Clip package.
No, I don't think there'll be any lineup changes. I don't. We like the group that we have, and we're going to keep rolling.
Wow, this is...
Hang on. Like I said, we're going to come out this episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to give it 110%. That's all I got today, guys. That's all. Thanks.
Great presser.
I got to tell you, that's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen.
Thanks. I mean, it wasn't really a performance. I just answered the questions how they came.
They came.
Yeah. Oh. People weren't happy. People weren't happy with the episode yesterday. And when they're not happy, you got to take accountability.
So first of all, I'd like to apologize.
Okay.
Because we had a 9:30 hard start. Yes. And we're 9:47.
Yeah.
Brother, you hit that out of the park.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. That was impressive.
That was accountability. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, he answered all the questions
from
the fans.
And looked like a pro.
Yeah. Well, I am a pro.
But you looked like you just got done with a big game, showered off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, they were coming at us hard yesterday and even this morning. They were not happy with what we turned out yesterday. And I felt it after. I almost didn't want to release the episode.
The conversation did happen, Sean.
Yeah.
We were afraid of you.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, but I was the one that was being accosted for low energy.
You were. You came in a bad, sour mood. I was actually going to sing God Bless America at the beginning of the episode to get things rolling, but your attitude, it threw me off so much where I shelved it.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I don't ever want to be that sort of weight in a room.
Yeah.
And the fact that you were going to sing and now you bounce back with this performance.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's get a mic check here. 1-2-1-2. Episode 38.
Correct.
Quick shift
pod.
In honor of my dad's favorite player, Gary Lehman.
Ooh. I'm going to go Dave Scatcherd.
I'll go Brian Bickle.
I'm still fucking reeling from that pressure. I'm still reeling from that presser.
This is crazy.
What is this?
This is crazy. So, like, people are wild, man. The decisions that they make. This guy was, is, or was, Sheldon Keefe's assistant coach. Never played in the NHL. I believe he's under the age of 40. Might be a hell of a guy. Might be an unbelievable motivator.
Just
but,
X's and O's yeah. motivation guy?
Yeah. But, you know, again, I'll lean into it. I'm not hiring an NHL coach unless you actually stepped foot on NHL ice.
I think that's fair.
Well, let me ask you this. So the, when the Islanders got rid of Trotz and they bumped up Lane Lambert, is there something to the players knowing them and being part of the system that they would just go to just, you know, give the guy the
promotion? Was Lane Lambert one of the all-time NHL draft busts?
Was he? I don't really know much about. I don't know.
I believe Lane Lambert was possibly a first overall pick. This might be one of these situations where we're just making something up. But I think Lane Lambert was a former number one overall pick, which means, you know, you didn't have it, brother.
Right.
Like it's not Billy Bean. Okay, you're not Billy Bean, brother.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying is it a comfortability level?
Yeah, no.
Like, why would they just hire this guy, not somebody else? Because he knows the system.
Well, no, this guy is from Toronto. He's the assistant coach in Toronto. But to your point, no, you hire the best guy.
Right.
You hire the right guy. Throw some new names in the mix.
I really put it in there because we haven't heard much about you and the New York Rangers. I was wondering if you've had any conversations, if anyone has reached out.
That died.
Well, it's funny. When I heard that Andrew Burnett just got hired in Nashville, I was assuming that he got hired in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, Drew's going to hire one of his old guys, one of his teammates. Drew will hire, in my opinion, I think he will hire a former NHL player, a man that has stepped foot on NHL ice, which is my number one prerequisite in a coach. It also really is in a GM also.
Yeah.
It's like hiring a guy to make sushi that is from Uzbekistan.
Right, but you are a John Cooper guy.
Yeah, but Coop is one of these.
He's an anomaly?
He's an anomaly.
Well,
the
he
Scotty
is now.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there are a few, but Coop is his DNA is in the game, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
You can just feel it. You can see it.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, okay, there's one diamond in the rough. We're talking John Cooper.
Scotty Bowman.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We could basically make a bracelet with the amount that have been in the game over the last 100 years that didn't actually play in the game.
True.
So.
True. Moving on to the Vegas Knights and the Dallas Stars.
This is great.
I mean, Vegas has been in the league 6 years, has made the conference finals 4 times and the cup final twice. Vancouver has been in the league 53 years and has made the conference final 3 times and the finals 3 times. So, I mean, what is this?
Well,
what is that?
George McPhee, one of the best looking general managers in the NHL and also played in the game, played in the NHL, was a tough SOB when he played. Great looking guy. I mean, they just built the team right, you know?
Yeah, but is that because of the expansion and grabbing guys from other
areas?
There's
got to be something to that.
Well,
there
yeah. The thing is, you're getting to pick players that have already played in the NHL versus relying
Correct.
Entirely on the draft, which, you know, that's a crapshoot.
So I guess my argument here is that fair? Is it fair how the expansion team is working?
It is because it could go terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know how many expansion teams there have been.
Well, I mean, you're looking at the Kraken and the Knights, and the Kraken made a pretty heavy run here.
So previous to that was the, I don't know what.
Previous to that, it's been a pretty big disaster for
yeah.
years leading up right. to any of these teams before having any success.
Right.
Can we talk about the touching and the trophy and the not? So Vegas chose to not touch the trophy.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? Who calls that? Captain?
It's either side because you love the swagger of the Florida Panthers. We're not missing an opportunity to touch any sort of trophy, okay? If there's a trophy in the room, we're going to put our hands on it.
And they didn't drink out of it. They just
they walked it off.
They respectfully carried it off the ice. It is their trophy, after all.
I love the move by the Panthers.
I also love the move by Vegas. It shows me that we have two teams that are locked in their own individual way, ready to go.
Yeah, and just to address the comment section again, We're not like a stat-driven podcast. Well, we don't know that. We don't know the stats. So I wanted to ask.
I make them up. If I was if I were a reporter in the press conference, yeah. I would have asked about
the stats.
The
home ice.
We had the wrong home ice.
Yeah,
we didn't even know where the team was.
We didn't know.
And by the way, that's how sure I was that Vegas was going to win this game.
You were accurate.
It didn't
that.
Even matter.
No,
I mean it would have been gravy if they were at home. Yeah. Might have been 10-0.
Right.
But that game was being won.
I will blame that on Memorial Day weekend because I knew
you would have known.
No, I would have known.
Well, you should have had it on your notes. Really.
I knew.
You should have had it on your notes.
I had it on my notepad. I missed it.
Jotted down.
That was embarrassing. Bro.
And I
wasn't that embarrassed.
I wasn't. Either.
I think it's part of our charm.
We don't claim to sit up here and act like know-it-alls.
Correct.
So Kev, we make up most things.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to be able to say. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
And I brought up the stats.
Do you know what movie? Sometimes you got to be able to just say, what the fuck?
Well, there's been a couple of versions of that. Did you ever see SFW?
No, Risky Business, though?
That's my initials.
SFW.
Yeah. I brought up the stats because I'm curious. Has Vegas touched the cup in their past entrance into the cup finals?
More importantly.
Are they changing it up?
More importantly.
What do you mean? Did they touch it last time?
Last time, yeah.
Why would they
touch
it?
I'll bet you they did.
You think so?
To me, if you're thinking about it too much, yeah, there's our trophy. Let's get it. Boom, we won it, and then you go off. I would err on more on the side of not being superstitious.
Why? Has Vegas won the Stanley Cup?
No, but they...
No, they've gone to it three times.
So what do you think?
He's saying, did they skate off with the Campbell Conference? Is it Campbell?
When they played the Capitals, did they touch the cup that time or no?
How the fuck would they touch the cup?
The Campbell Cup.
The divisional trophy.
Apologies. Yeah. I refer to the cup as the cup.
I mean, when you say the cup, Stanley. What else are we talking about?
Fair.
What else are we talking
fair.
About?
And then we got Aiden Hill picture here. Aiden Hill versus Bobrovsky. Aiden Hill actually has the best save percentage in the playoffs.
So that looks like the guy that we met.
It does, yeah.
And by the way, all of you hardos, early on, we were going to have a Toronto Maple Leaf Stanley Cup final. We were going to have the Boston Bruins going to the Promised Land.
Low blow.
How about the storyline right now of the two most exciting teams in the NHL playoffs going head-to-head with goaltenders on fire? This is going to be a raging war. I'm here for it.
I had some discussions with a couple of hockey fans, a couple Leafs fans, some people, and they were talking about this or that. And I said, and including the Islanders as well, whatever these guys are doing out here physically and what they're doing, everybody else hasn't been doing it, obviously.
You're right, Kev. You're right.
Obviously, what these guys are doing, even Dallas, and even Carolina, what these comp four final teams did, just everybody else just wasn't doing it.
As good as the modern day NHL is, okay, what I think happens to these new athletes because there's so much money involved, you know, in the old days, I'm not sure you take a game seven off. I saw it happen once. Detroit beat Colorado in 2002. They blew them out. We blew them out. Patrick Waugh played terrible. Whatever. It doesn't happen. That was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Why? How do you not show up for Game 7?
Well, just to correct you, because we're a stat-driven podcast, Game 6.
Game 6. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Same thing. Yep. Elimination game.
Elimination game.
Right?
C game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clinch.
Mm-hmm. Clinch day.
So how do you not show up? Where are you?
I mean, they had no mustard at all.
And let's talk about Jamie Benn.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up.
Because... You know, Kev, you're excited. You thought he was going to stand up and say...
No, I said the table... I didn't say he was going to do it. I said the table was set for a storyline. They got him back into the game. And obviously, you can't just blame Jamie Benn. These guys just didn't show up.
Yeah.
Come on. This might have been the worst playoff game of the playoffs. I know we're a hockey pod.
Yeah.
But this game seven of the NBA was a joke.
Trash.
And this game was a joke.
Yeah.
I was so excited all day long, and it was not garbage.
And I was going to, you know, I forgot about the whole Shaq thing. By the way, Kachuk's dad, gold medal winner. Mm-hmm. Olympic medaler, both American Olympians. You know, there was a whole thing that's been bothering me still about that whole Shaq interaction.
Well, there was a little backlash on that in the comments. And here's what I've noticed, and I've noticed this on a few of the pods that we do. Mm-hmm. When people see the clips, they don't get full context for it.
Yeah.
What they're not seeing in that clip is that we also go on to talk about how we love Shaq and how It's a rare, weird thing.
Wasn't a shot at Shaq whatsoever, really.
Right.
No.
Yeah. We're just saying that he missed the mark on that take, in my opinion. That's it. But I love Shaq.
I don't even want to talk about this game because the next series is so exciting to me. This is going to be a war.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a war because Vegas, I mean, they're built.
Yeah.
And you know, so Jack Eichel now. So now we talk about, you know, MVPs.
Right now, this Carlson kid.
Well, how about Aiden Hill? He's got the best save percentage.
Yep. If it ended today and the Golden Knights, it would have to be Aiden Hill.
Conn Smythe. Yeah. I think so, too.
Oh, hold on. Are we talking if they beat
Florida?
No,
I'm saying if that was the Stanley Cup final and it ended right now, Aiden Hill would be the Conn Smythe.
Well, okay. I mean, I need the two best goalies to go head-to-head first before I make that decision.
No, I get what you're saying, but Dallas didn't have any comparable person to Aiden Hill, while Florida does, and Bobrovsky and Tkachuk.
Carlson has got 10 goals, bro.
And Marchessault has 9 in 10 games or something.
Yeah, Marchessault is definitely on the Conn Smythe list as well.
You'll remember. Carson. Many moons ago when I said, you want guys peaking at the right time.
Yep.
You want guys getting hot at the right time.
So who are you pulling for?
Oh, you know, the game.
Such a cop-out.
The gods.
That's a cop-out.
He's pulling for Florida, but he has all the respect in the world for him.
Yeah.
I got a real soft spot for Jack Eichel. I mean, he's my guy. We're like the closest two friends that have never met ever in the history
of
friends.
So you basically don't know each other.
No, that's how close we are. So, you know.
You're so close that you've never met each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's close, right? Bro.
Yeah, no, Jesus. It's one of those situations. But what a pass. What a goal. What a goal.
Now,
a
will
release.
You reach out to him? Like,
no.
But maybe before, maybe now, like while you're waiting for game one to say, hey, knock him dead.
Well,
you know,
no, when I know.
Hit me up when you come up for air.
When I know. No. When I know what game we're going to be in attendance for, I'll check in with Jack and say, hey, just make sure everything's settled.
You know, you've got my hopes so high that we're going to a game. And when we don't go, you're really
going to
let me down.
We're absolutely going to a game.
Okay. All right.
I promise we're going to a game.
Okay.
It's a 40-minute flight.
All right.
It would be like driving to the Staples Center in traffic. Right, Kev?
That is true.
JSX, boom, up, we're down, we're there.
That
How could true. You not? We could. I think we could be home the same night.
Of course we could.
Yeah.
Right?
I would like to stay.
I know you would.
I might stay solo.
You got to get in a box, though.
Going back to the game here, though, they don't pull
off. You want to go to a Stanley Cup final and sit in a box, Kevin Connolly?
That might be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Why don't we do both? Box and seats.
Let's just see what happens.
Connolly's going to bail, but me and you.
No, that's not true. If you guys go to a game,
you'll
I'm going to go, of course.
Okay.
So what? You don't believe that we're going to a game?
I don't think he does.
I don't think Scotty does either.
I don't really.
So both of you don't believe that I'm going to actually go to this game.
I mean,
where's
my stick? Where's my Patrick Kane-worn gloves?
I gave you a brand new pair of skates.
Yeah, I don't use ice skates. Anyways, going back to the game, why'd they leave Ottinger in after 4-0? Why didn't they change it up?
Well, what are you going to do? He's been a soldier all season. He's going to go down with the ship.
Right.
Scotty, come on.
Maybe they get a quick two, you know?
No, none of that. There was no comeback happening. It was like...
They just laid over and,
yeah, he's like
and, Shackleton. Let the Vegas Knights rub their belly.
Goes down with the ship.
Okay.
What's the biggest... Why would I even ask that?
What's the what?
I was going to ask a stat that you guys wouldn't know. Even if you Googled it, you'd fuck it up. I'm wondering what the biggest comeback... Like, is that ever been done?
Well, you got to think the Bruins over the Leafs in 2013 was up there.
What were they down?
I think they were down 4-0, yeah.
And they won the game in the playoffs?
I think they were down 4-0 in the third.
Right.
Four's got to be the record.
Yeah, it's
got to be.
Got to
be right there, but that's why you're hanging on. I think now at that point, that fifth goal, now they're just keeping them in there for, you
know. Now they're just dead.
By the way, head-to-head matchup between two of the, I think, best identity defensemen in the league. We got this, what's this kid's name? Whitefield? He's got an indigenous last name.
White Cloud. Yeah.
Okay, running White Cloud versus.
And he is indigenous, and he's very proud of it as well. Good for him.
Fuck,
that's a
yeah.
sick name. Bro.
God damn it. And Ranko.
If he's not a warrior, then who is?
We got White Cloud versus running White Cloud versus Ranko Dudas. Right?
Radko Gudas.
Yeah. Okay, we got two of the best.
Uh-huh. This Carlson kid is something too, bro.
Yeah. You don't like my idea about these two guys, just the names going head to head?
Are you kidding? I love a good tribal war. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. Bro.
Yes. Yes.
What do you say?
Oh, look at those stands. Ew.
Oh, yeah. They bailed.
In between the
no
second
heart,
and third.
You know?
What do you say, Sean, if you're the coach of the Stars? You're down 4-0.
You don't even go in their room.
You don't.
Yeah. Do you know that as an Islander fan, through some tough years, I always made it a point so that everybody else could see that I don't give a fuck if it's 10-0. I'm going to sit there to the fucking game.
You're goddamn right.
I respect that.
Sends a message.
You're goddamn right, Kev. Yep.
Sends a message to the players. Yep. Sends a message to other fans that it's principle that we stay here till this game.
Yes.
Sean, you're going to hate it. I got to ask. The layoff for Panthers, anything?
Yeah, I do hate that question.
I know you do, but I think there is some truth in that.
You know, there might be, but not when you're a bunch of rabid dogs. And these guys have been probably, you know, they're doing the circuit. They are ready to go. Yeah. Okay. Chucky?
When is game one?
Wednesday.
June 3rd, I believe.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Are you kidding me? I thought it was tomorrow.
No.
So.
I think it's Saturday.
You just said Wednesday.
No, he said Wednesday.
I said Wednesday.
I know it's June 3rd, whatever day that is.
That's a ways away.
Hell of a layoff, I'll tell you that. Tuesday,
a lot of sufficient
Wednesday,
time to book our travel.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday is game one.
Yes.
In Vegas.
Yes.
Then Monday. Yep. Well, Saturday would be a hell of a game to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday night, game one.
Well, let's
into it early.
Let me just put it out
jet
there.
In 10.
I have a Bluey birthday party. Kennedy turns 2 on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing Nash.
Birthday party.
What? Yeah.
All right, let's do a Monday.
Well, what time is the birthday
done? I think we should
wait
for the whirl around.
Aren't we doing an early 11 a.m.
Yeah,
start?
No, it's 1. It's 1 o'clock puck drop.
What if the Panthers bring out the brooms?
No way. I think if we're going to fire that bullet, we should wait until it's game whatever.
Well, Saturday's off the table because
of Bluey.
Did you get the
Bluey's coming down, yeah.
Bluey's coming?
Yeah.
Going up, coming up to the house.
Bluey's, we're in Woodland Hills, bro. We're doing it in Woodland Hills. Flat backyard, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Bluey, a lot of things.
Wow.
Is this, look at this. Is he watching the handshake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sad, him and Pavelski.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what they said about Ben, too, that he was pacing around the dressing room before when he was suspended? Like a rabid grizzly bear or something like that?
Yeah, he really fucking, really played like a rabid grizzly bear.
Yeah,
okay.
not much. I mean, when the Bruins were up 3-1, they brought Patrice back after his injury, and then they obviously lost 4 games.
I want you to think about something.
Uh-huh.
Think about this. Okay. First of all, I'd like to commend your performance at the top.
Thanks.
Great.
Just fantastic.
Really was.
I want you to look at guys and how tight their chin straps are.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can measure a man by how tight their chin strap is.
Okay.
I'm having a tough time saying chin strap.
Chin strap.
You got to chin it.
Chin.
Chin strap.
There you go.
I think you can measure a man's toughness in how much slack his chin strap has. So the guys with tight chin straps,
like Messier used to have the long
loop-de-loop.
You could park a car.
I thought you were going the opposite way. I thought you liked the tight chin strap. I that's a style thing. You got to be loose.
Well, it's also a heart thing.
Scotty, I think you were a loose chin strap guy.
Very loose. Hang on, I'm not done.
We got something else.
Mr. Package Man over here wanted more in the package, as did the comment section. So I got 2 more clips.
Great.
Our boy Trent Frederick.
Have you spoken to Trent?
He's been
following.
Don't get him on the pod, but have him come by the office. Yeah. Go out for
off-season.
A couple beers.
You know, I'd like to challenge him like I did Brandon Hagel last summer. Trent, you got a lot of work to do this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come back a dog.
Well, this is Trent's first fight ever. His dad's in the stands. We've had a lot of dad interaction.
That's the kind of dad. Look at Chucky. That's like Chucky up there. Wow.
I mean, I think he's more excited for a fight than his first goal, for sure.
That was pretty exciting. How could you get more excited than that? Because it's prolonged.
Yeah.
Right?
It's also big league stuff, right? That's your first fight.
Yeah.
NHL, it's bound to happen. Right. He's getting the upper hand. He's handling his business.
Great clip
by
Trent. And then I just put this in there for you, Sean, Nicholas Lindstrom.
I mean, smooth, boy. Look at this guy. Look at the separation. That. And the hooking back then, and then just boom, Kovalev, and then right into a clapper.
And a rocket, yeah.
low blocker.
You don't see that too often.
No, but right into the clapper, head up, boom.
Right. You would have thought he made
Look at those old school Penguins jerseys. Those are awesome.
Marty Strack out there, head up, boom.
I mean, that's that's called getting posterized.
Ooh.
Right. I would have thought he would have at least touched the puck. He just fired that. That was a work of art.
It all around.
Shorthanded as well.
Yeah. Ooh.
That completes the package.
That completes the package. Scotty, great bounce back game.
Yeah.
Good job.
Episode 38.